Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good people. The following is suitable for everybody. I think in a way everybody needs to hear this, so that we are talking about, well, I think it says it all in our title, Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Please call in. Good. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. It's 7:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on the program. I am talked to. Now, the other side of this line is organic. Okay. Organic,
yeah,
speak up.
Organic, okay. Everybody, I want to say, people see the pimping as conflict of pimping infringement, right? People think, no, you cannot change the name of pimping, because pimping means what it means. Pimping's in the Bible, they say. So they say, how can you take the name that already exists and change the actual name? Because that's what I've been getting a lot. Why would you want to take pimping and utilize that name? Because the name has so many things and people attached to it that is going over the big scheme of things. They say it's going to take, you know, the main position, and the pimping that you're doing is never going to be as important to people as you wanted to believe that it is to yourself. This to be clever or to be ignorant, because you don't realize this pimping is beyond your actual resources to make pimping become something different. And I say to those people, that's not my job to refuel the cross-contamination engine. It's not my design. But I will say this. My title is Organic Pimping, and this is my approach. And I won't be giving you my time to be wasting healthy energy to be actual food for your cross-contamination experience. It's not my job. This is something that I enjoy. This organic. This is therapeutic to reconnect people. Now, it's going to be people, when they hear pimping, it's going to trigger things in them, and they're going to want to be cross-contaminated and want to, you know, destroy this actual process. Because what happens is people that's cross-contaminated, they do things purposely, right? Hey,
oh, yeah.
Talk to you. Can you do us a favor?
Let's hear it.
Can you actually explain to people what frivolous means?
Frivolous means to do carelessly and without thought, to just sprinkle it, to just throw it away, to just la-di-da. People do that too much in their lives, I think. Now, I'll admit, I've been kind of guilty. Everybody's been stuck in the rest of development. Mostly because I've been pigeonholed, limited interest, and I get stuck a certain way. I just break out of a lot of that, you know. Thinking professional, thinking business. Yeah.
What you just did was you just gave me a halftime, you know, break in between what I was trying to, you know, connect to the viewers to see.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, so the point I'm getting back to is, listen to this.
Yeah.
As he explained to you what that, as comedian, talk to explain to you what the definition means. I'm going to go through a few more things that I want Talk do. He's going to be a part of transitioning the actual experience that people understand by definition somewhat, right? So I'm going to connect a few more things. So this is the thing. When you hear pimping and your experience, right, because people, are, you know, when people go into opposition, right, we all have different experiences what we go through. People think it's, oh, this guy's going out his way to take his energy and focus on the name and clean up the name, clean up the image, but he's not cleaning up the experience that people actually are going through to actually. So what they want me to do is, instead of using my energy to create a space where people can, you know, be therapeutically healed, therapeutically changed, they want me to forget that and go directly to where people energy is focusing on to change and pick, you know, because what happens is people are going to get to a place where they're going to change this pimping, but it's going to be at the expense of people. Look at this. Anybody doing something right under this situation, it shouldn't be that we're allowing the people to do right to be thrown under this actual perception that they're supposed to be like, you know, buzzards that wait till you down. And so when you're down, you're helping the infrastructure was helping. They just buzzards to any kind of food element of any person that's doing right. And it's too many people. Listen to this. Talk, dude. Can you translate this to the people? I need you to translate this to them. For those that not understand what I'm saying, can you translate to them the experience that all the people that's out there, like you, before you had yourself, how many people out there wouldn't even care about helping you? They would prepare you to be food for those that maybe just be a little bit more up on the actual ability to not be on the bottom of the food chain. They would help them, even if it wasn't much they was helping with. They would just prepare you to be food just because they just would see you being tortured. Explain to people what that means about trying a different approach and allowing the healthier experience of the approach to live. Explain to them what that means for someone like yourself as you are building your plateau and your experience from ground zero to a place that people wouldn't even believe you able to do. Explain to them, not cross-contaminating your mind as you free the experience, but how do you tell someone that what you're doing is not the same thing as what they experienced, and how do you not give the person that's going to try to destroy you the resources to destroy you, right? Because the person destroy you is the one really more invested in you than the person that really won't be free because they're too damaged to realize the solution. Explain to them that.
Indeed. Now, here's the thing. There's obstacles everywhere in life. Okay, now I think of obstacles as such as that. They're meant to be knocked down. They're meant to be pushed aside, broken through, walked around. You know, there is an obstacle. You've got to find it and get it out of your way any way possible, almost by any means necessary. It's about taking down the obstacle. That's what life is, or what life is, or it's basically all about. Now, people can be obstacles too, enemies. Because a lot of times, your loss is somebody else's gain. You remember how weird it was when you were just a kid and you know what, it wasn't really necessarily, you didn't need to, but somehow you tortured your other kids for sport, to feel stronger, to feel dominant. Life is like that. No weakness, they attack.
But guess what?
Now, in the end, every obstacle is meant to be taken down any way you can.
Listen, I'm just going to hold this point. I'm trying to explain to people as you go through this because it steps to this. So what
I'll let you have the mic now.
See, what happens is when you go through these things and people keep talking and not living the experience that you're trying to explain to them, it's almost like you're trying to record the information of life and someone is playing something over the actual knowledge you're trying to experience, so it distracts you, right? So what I'm saying in the translation that I'm telling him is sometimes the people that are the victims, in a lot of cases, they become the actual person that become, you know, the predator because people are trying to allow them to suffer because they own selfish issues, right? If you collectively say, we don't want to suffer, we have suffered individually, why we can't collectively say we don't want to suffer and make that the resource if we don't want to suffer? But then they say collectively, everybody want to come in and sponsor a freelance suffering kit to make people suffer. It's like, hold on a second, is this a suggestion to make me suffer more? Because when people think you are the bottom hand and they feel that they can, you know, connive, they start saying things to pull things out of you because they're not looking for you to have an infrastructure. They're trying to suck the bone marrow of your honest and clear, not cross-contamination, suck all that out, and then replace it with cross-contaminated. So eventually, you will be like roses that have cross-contaminated fungus on it. It's something that you have to get rid of all of that, right? And people feel like, oh, won't you just put something in place so when it dies, you can have some eat like maggots. People put the infrastructure in place to eat. It's all in place to eat. The growth, uncontaminated things is unhealthy for people that live in this kind of thing. Like, think about someone that's unhealthy. If you clear their mind up and fix their mind, fix their experience, fix the infrastructure that's in place to mold them into the being of their excellence and their spirit, you will see people how they would change. Eventually, that person that, if they're not in the place of changing the healthy elements, but changing the carcinogenic elements, they would just, you would see the same people with different outfits. Because there's no way it's this many people and there's not many good people around. It's got to be, it's good people, the ability of what good is, it's got to be some people that got all of what we're talking about. Isn't that true?
You're 1,000% right. See,
now,
to everybody.
You were talking about earlier, if you can elaborate a little bit more on people that, I want you to dig, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stop walking around out your way to step in the mud to come onto your floors and dirty your floors. I want you to clean. As your vision is clean, keep it clean. Stop damaging your vision to compromise the integrity that you truly stand for by being on eggshells when you know that what you're saying as your life is from the gut. From the gut. This is not what you're thinking. From the gut. I want the true things, not the stuff you're hiding. I want the true thing that you truly want to say to people that have been messing your time over. And you know you've been messing other people's time because you experienced this hands-on. Talk to them people. Stop all this, you know, trying to be so elegant. Man, be fair to yourself. Come on. Talk. Now, talk to
Say
you.
It, Say it. Okay, fine. Now I will. Let me take the mic for a minute. Thank you. Thank you. Now, somebody once said, there's a burning fire inside all of us. You can't lose that spark. See, that spark inside you, that madness, that whatever. If you lose it, you're nothing. You got to build the fire. You got to feed it. You got to give it basically whatever is flammable to keep that flame going. Kill the fire and you die out. And the sad thing is that there are so many places, there are so many things that seems like daily are designed to put the fire out. And everybody is trying to help themselves, and everyone's trying to undercut everybody else, so it seems it's next to impossible.
Okay. Are you really thinking about this? If you're saying, if it's that generalization that everybody's taking out for themselves, then if you had opportunity to live, why are you living then? If it's about everybody taking advantage of you, not helping you, exploiting you, and not giving you the actual infrastructure in place for you to be healthy, how are you existing? How are you talking on this platform? How are these things existing? Because if in that case, then you wouldn't have a voice if the voice was being compromised. You're on a plateau right now talking from a place that technically you wouldn't have if that wasn't presented in the ability that you technically have. You got an ability right now, and you're using it for the people that want to use you to take advantage of people that's healthy. You got to see that. You can't be using your energy for people that's not going to help you. You can be using your energy for all the things you truly want to do. You don't know what you want to do. Did you want to suffer as a kid? Did you want to go through all these elements? Why are you wasting your time on the bullshit conversation, bro? You're talking about things you know that's not really what you want to say. You're saying the things that you think is right to say, but you don't really, you're not benefiting for monetizing your healthy space of happy. Truly be happy. Stop. This is what you're saying. See, everybody, what I'm saying, I'm using this as an example. It's not him, but we're using this. It's an exercise, right? So what I'm saying, I'm not talking about him, but it's an exercise because he's going to a personality and character. So I'm going through this element of telling the person, of telling you, come on, connect. Now, you got this so much evil in your mind, you think that, hey, I must manage you because I'm vain. So I'm using you as a mirror to actually clear up the things in my life. I got it. That's what I'm saying. But people are, you know, you can tell the kind of person you're talking to when they're always trying to take you from you. If somebody's trying to steal you from you and make yourself, hey, you realize I'm together with myself. You're trying to make me disconnect with myself. Like someone, this is what I'm talking to someone. It's it. If you're the person that is surviving the fight, who are you not attacking? That's what they said to me. They said, if you're the one surviving the fight and you're dealing with yourself, what part of yourself are you not attacking? Because if you're destroying yourself, why are you still here to talk about it? Because people want you to destroy yourself, so they want to hear you. People want you to be this kind of, if you are taken out of the equation to be this, why are you wasting time? If someone is coming to destroy you, think about the time that's moving along to where people that's living at that time, are they living because the people that was, no, they're not living because people, you know, compromised them. They're living because greatness and their ability, and then the greatness and their ability
here it is. It's 7:46 exactly here on the program, Organic Pimpin', Food and Greens to Embody My Soul. Please, don't just leave this at 2. Wait, call. Let's make it a 3. Wait, get involved. Whoever's out there, listen carefully. Please, call in. Okay, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I'm talking. This is Organic OK. And we want you to listen, but we're anxious for you to get involved, get in the middle. Please, it's important. All right. Now, good people, one and all, lend us your ears. Where are you? What are you doing now? Are you basically feeding your soul properly? Are you giving it the seasoning and spices to allow your soul branch and grow and blossom and flourish? Are you feeding your own soul? Are you? I'd like to think that basically you're not listening because you're out there doing just that, but I don't know. Let me know. Talk to me. Come on. Get in the middle of, find out what's going on out there. Please, the social media is designed so we can connect to one another. Organic, back me up here. That's a fact, isn't it? Isn't that the whole point? We're all supposed to be connected. Let me hear how you are embodying your soul. Let me hear how you are allowing this emotional fertilizer to allow everything to grow and grow and grow. Organic, tell me, what do you think else we could tell these public, these good people? We got 12 minutes to go.
This is the thing. Listen to me. This is the thing I'm trying to tell you is you can use something that is like building a house, right? When people understand measurements and how they understand the user measurements, when you're going over something, you look at the space, what you do is, and then you see it, you look at the measurements so you have accuracy in what you're doing. Even though you know what it is, you still want accuracy, right? Life through time will show you accuracy about what you think you know. Sometimes you think you know everything and kind of find out you didn't even find nothing to even relate to even knowing some of what everything means. But sometimes you think you don't know nothing, and guess what sometimes that means? It means you're freeing everything for those that need what they need and not having a bias cross-contaminated viewpoint on something that you don't know. Because life, it was in so many things. Sometimes people know more than you think they know, right? But when somebody's just trying to undermine you and trying to figure out what you know, they read this, this scholar said this, this book will grow on this point. They're just trying to undermine all the experience and things you actually learned. You may be the person that everybody didn't know is this because you just say and taking notes. Because this person said this person made this doesn't discredit what you know from what you know. But people are so biased and so socially, you know, compromising. That's why comedians have so much hard time. The Sony people are always trying to undermine comedians, trying to ask comedians what's the favorite. Like, come on, this is a conflict. You a customer. Why are you trying to take over my business? What's the best joke? What's the business? Is this not a business? Well, everybody, this 10 minutes is going to be talk dude expressing itself. Hey, everybody tonight, this comedian, organic, okay. Now talk dude. Now do what you do best. And this is your part of the show. You wrap it up and you tell them people to mess up. Next show, man. Don't waste your words. Get into it. You are starving to death.
Okay, I'll take the reins.
Had a short period of time. Get into it. Everybody, good night. Comedian, organic, okay. Talk to you. Take care, man. And get to the message. Peace.
Everyone out there, listen to me. You can be doing what you do. You can be basically be feeding your soul in a lot of ways. You can be nourishing yourself. You know, the problem is that basically we're so worried about what is and what can be that we don't embrace what can be. It's really something better. Things can be better. You have to wait for this to blow over or something good to come up. You can make that happen. Feed your soul a little bit every single day. You can do big things. Great things. You can move mountains. But start with yourself. Get better with yourself. And the key to that, the step, is personally, let's see, where do I begin? Okay. What you want to do is look within your soul. Listen to that inner voice. Listen to that inner child. Listen to that little itty-bitty voice inside. Listen. Listen to it. Flourish. Feed the beast within. Now, do big things. Great things. We can do wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. Feed the creature, that creature inside yourself. Feed it. Nourish it. Nurture it. Every single day, that creature needs to be fed. And you can do that. It's easier than you think. Take every single moment of the day. Say, I am feeding and improving myself. I am nurturing my own soul. I am doing that. Been doing that. Honestly. Yeah. Feed the creature. Feed it. You do it right now. Look within. Ask yourself, what does my soul need? How can I take a little bit of self-improvement? Getting better with each passing, what have you. Feed it. Feed it. There's a way, isn't there? And feed that beast. Angel, listen. Everyone wants to believe, basically, some want to believe that we have a guardian angel looking out over us. Put that aside for a moment. Imagine yourself. The angel is within you. Nurture the angel. Listen to it. Make a habit of listening to that angel. Make it a habit. A seasonal habit. Truth is, it can be done. You yourself can be fed. Nurtured. resuscitated. So let me try a little bit. Let me try it myself. Just give you a taste. I'm better than I give myself credit for. I often cut myself down. I'm too cruel to me. This life is safe. Bad things happen. I was afraid to try anymore. I'm afraid to nurture myself. I've been afraid, but that has to stop. There is a possibility. There is a way. You have to just feed the soul. Feed your soul. You have a soul. Even you atheists out there who think the soul isn't physically real, there's no after existence or whatever. I believe a soul is something all evolutionary, sentient, living organisms have. Listen to it. Answers you need are right inside. Nourish the soul. That is your homework for tonight. Do that, and before you know it, you're going to see doors open up. Things will be better. Please, don't give up on yourself. So many people do that, and some people want other people to do that because they don't want competition. You don't want to see somebody succeed when you're not going to. Don't let yourself be put into that. Don't let the naysayers completely paralyze you. Big things, great things. You can. It is a possibility. It's all within your reach. It is all possible. It is all obtainable. Feed it. Do big things. Great things. Start with yourself. Self-improvement. You have been listening to Talk Dude here on Organic Pimping, Food Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Always be that soul. Remember, it can happen. It can happen. It can do big things. Reach. Right. I want you all to go out there and do that tonight. Self-improvement. Make it so. Feed the soul first before anything else. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. And good night.